carpet in the kitchen. I saw that one house. Ooh. They had carpet in their kitchen. Imagine all the stuff that you drop on your kitchen floor, and now that just lives there.
You've seen carpet in the bathroom before, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah. Too. That's disgusting.
Oh, things that you've seen in houses that give you the ick, because Raven was just talking about this.
Yeah, I was driving through my old neighborhood over the past weekend. You know, you like to go out there. The sun starts to come out a little bit. You want to see what's going on in places, right? See what they've done with the house. My old house is only about a mile and a half from our current house. So, you know, from time to time, I find myself driving by through that neighborhood. It's one turnoff. I go through there, and the neighbor that is two doors down from the home that we completely renovated. Our house looks great. By the way, whoever's living in there, you're doing a good job. Could use a little pressure washing out there on the deck, but that's your business. But anyways, our house looks great. Two doors down is the guy with the lawnmowers all over the yard. And everybody knows this type of person. If you've seen this person before, the person that's got the junked out cars that are on the yard.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if you're putting something together. It's another thing if you're fixing something. And it's something else entirely if they've lived out there for 8 to 10 years.
That's so gross.
This guy has like 3 riding mowers out there, a couple push mowers, and then just gas cans all over the place. And the house that's in between that house and my old house has vines growing all up the side of it. Two things that drive me insane.
Yeah, that'll give you the ick.
Like, what's going on there?
I was 100%. I was a realtor for many, many years.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of houses.
I'm sure.
And there's nothing. When you walk into some houses, you're like, oh, God, like, what are these people thinking?
Yeah.
My biggest ones that give me the ick, black tiles in the bathroom. Why do you want black tiles in your bathroom? What about that? Things like, you think that's attractive?
Everything shows up on it.
Right?
Every hair, every piece of dust, and anything. Mm. And that's where things flake off. I'm just going to say it.
Toilet seats that are cushioned.
Oh, but those used to be the thing. Remember when they were not only cushioned, but on top of it, there would be a carpet top on top of the back.
Yes. Oh, like a shag carpet on the top.
A shag carpet on the top of the toilet. And then the seat would not stay up because of that. That was ridiculous.
What did you see at somebody's house that gave you the ick? Joe?
When I was like in middle school, I went to a friend of a friend's house for the first time, and there was just taxidermy everywhere. Like deer heads hanging up, stuffed squirrels, an armadillo. I looked straight at me.
Yeah.
They never mentioned hunting or anything. So I think their dad just really liked just taxidermy.
It's jarring if you're not used to it. If the first time you see it in somebody's home, the first time I saw it, it took me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hunters, one thing. Some people just like having the animals around them.
I don't.
They feel like it's like, you know what I mean? Like you're living in the wild, like having a cabin or something. I don't know. Every one of them's got a story behind it. You know what's the creepiest to me? Is that if you're at a place and somebody has some taxidermy and you ask about it and they have no story behind it. Is it like there's no reason whatsoever that it's there, right? Like they're not hunters. They don't have an uncle or a grandpa that used to stuff these things or whatever. There's just no explanation whatsoever for why it's there. That's creepy.
How about when you walk into somebody's bedroom and all they have is a mattress on the floor? No bed frame, nothing, just a mattress on the floor. That gives me the ick.
You know what? I don't like lace comforters, all right? Any sort of like you've got some sort of cover on it, a duvet cover or whatever. Same thing with the sheets too, that top line where it's lacy. Like it just feels like sandpaper. Terrible.
Yeah. Ever walk into a house and they have little doors? Like you don't know why, but it's a half door.
Yes.
What do you... What little person is going into that door on your hands and knees? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's where the trolls are.
Oh, what did you see at somebody's house that immediately gave you the ick? Mario.
The crocheted handles in the kitchen cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything crocheted, actually. Yeah.
Do you remember for a while it was a thing to crochet your oven mitts? And then they made no sense. Or the trivets? Everything was crocheted.
Oh, I mean, it was in the bathrooms. It was all over the place. Right. By the way, there's no towel with any sort of crocheting on it that is useful for anything. For anything.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Terrible, terrible choice. You're exactly right, Mario. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Ryan, what did you see at somebody's house that gave you the ick?
All right. I went over to my very good friend's place, and they just moved in, and I love them. And I noticed that they had one of those colored hipster like record players with the speakers built in. And I just like almost lost it. you're better off just playing from little Apple speakers than that, you know? Like, they had Fleetwood Mac on vinyl, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it out of these little, like, probably little, like, 30-cent speakers, and they're going to put on a classic vinyl on top of that. It frustrated me. It offended me to see that.
Okay. I went to an Airbnb recently that had the record player there, but they didn't have any records.
Oh, that's weird.
So what are you supposed to do?
Right. It's like they're like a record shop downstairs or something.
No.
Like if it's in a music town, where were you?
Nashville.
Oh, well, I mean.
People just travel with their records? I don't know anybody, even musicians, that just travel with records.
No, in
case they encounter a record player.
No, they should have some sort of selection there. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know if it would give me the ick, though, if I saw that in somebody's house.
Sounds like you were deeply offended based on their record selection. So.
Alyssa, how about you? What did you see at somebody's house that gave you the ick?
You know what? I'm real particular, and I'll never forget going over to this guy's house, and he had his TV sitting on 3 milk crates.
Oh.
And I'm just like, are you a squatter? Like, what is going on? Like, it just really turned me all the way off. It is not that expensive to get a stand for your TV. And where did you get these milk crates from?
Right?
And they still had, like, the crusty milk on the crates. Like,
oh,
he didn't even
terrible.
Wash them.
Remember when you used to be able to get milk crates everywhere?
No.
They were just all over the place. If you went by the grocery store, they would have them outside. Stacks and stacks of them.
What happened to milk crates?
70s and 80s single dudes furniture was made of milk crates.
That's
if this happened in the last 20 years, that's shocking to me, girl. That is crazy. Like, you're right. Where do you even find them at this point? That's
TV?
Amazing to me.
I agree 100%.
My father, oh yeah. When him and my mom split up, oh, he had his record player on there. His reel-to-reel amazing stereo system. It was just a couple milk crates and a board. And he made a bookshelf out of cinder blocks and wood. Oh, man, single dudes.